This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Right. Go ahead.
The bus did not actually go. Thank God I can stop talking about this. So the Mets are doing a little something fake tonight. I'm going to give it to
you. The Mets are doing something fake tonight. All right. All right.
Keep in mind, this game's not going to be played, right? Francisco Lindor's in the lineup.
He's leading off batting.
Yeah. He's leading off and playing shortstop.
Playing shortstop.
So you believe it? Hold on. Wow. We got breaking news that for the first time since last Sunday in Philadelphia, where he had to leave after an inning, Francisco Lindor is back in the New York Mets lineup, and he is leading off tonight. And right out of the gate, you're saying, they're not playing. Right. This is fake.
I bless the Mets with this, man, and I actually applaud it. What great PR work. Know you're not playing a game. Know how negative your fan base is and Evan Roberts' and Rico Bronya podcasts are. And understand that, hey, we get to put out a lineup tonight. We're not going to play for 2 days. Lindor's in.
Mm.
Lindor's in. What a genius marketing plan.
What does that do?
It makes Mets fans think positively. Oh, Lindor's going to be back the next time we play, when they were never playing tonight anyway. So it makes them think positively now.
Believe it or not, I kind of agree with them. I think the Mets are saying, because here's the other aspect of this, and this is great. I think that we have seen positive updates about Lindor for the last 24 hours, really dating back to yesterday afternoon when Lindor took batting practice.
Yeah.
That was great. And then he had the scan came back and everything was clean. We saw Lindor running. There were videos of that. So there certainly were a lot of positive things. And it all got capped off by the fact that Francisco Lindor put the cleats on and was going to pinch hit for Tyrone Taylor in the ninth inning of this game. He was out on deck for Tyrone Taylor if Mark Vientos had extended the game. So there certainly have been positive signs that Lindor was trending the right way.
Right. He's almost there.
But let's say they do play tonight. Okay? Let's say somehow in the midst of this rainstorm, with field conditions being awful, the New York Mets play tonight. I got to tell you, isn't it irresponsible to play Francisco Lindor?
Well, do you think they're actually going to play him if they do end up playing?
So then Sean's right. It's a Fugazi lineup in that they don't think they're going to play. You're and if somehow they did play, I don't think it would be smart to play Francisco Lindor.
Pinch hit for him in the first inning?
Well, that'd be a bad or just change the lineup.
That doesn't mean Lindor's not ready to play.
I didn't say he wasn't ready to play, Luke.
What he's saying, though.
No,
that's exactly what he said.
That part I don't agree with, but I do think that this
clearly he's ready to play.
He's trending in the right direction. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have been up last night. So he's ready to play.
Yeah.
It's just, is he ready to be all back in? That's the only question I have.
And also, if you're going to play a game in horrible conditions, is that the day you want to activate a guy?
No, of course not.
Or activate, he's been activated for a week, but play a guy who's got a back issue.
No, not at all.
Yeah, the Met fan is not going to see the Mets play baseball again until Friday. They are going to be left with this enormous sour taste in their mouth. This is a little carrot and a little nugget. Hey, if we would have played, Lindor was ready. It's just a way to get all the negative vibes of yesterday off. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with the exact explanations that you're trying to give and trying to fend off us mocking you for being an ultra-negative New York Football Giants fan, but
you think Met fans were cheering. That's what you're saying.
I think
pom-poms were back out.
Yeah, I think Met fans going, okay, we're okay. We got our MVP.
No, I think that there's been optimism over the last 24 hours about Lindor. Like, I think you just got to follow the tea leaves on all of this. But let's just get down to brass tacks here. Forget about why you think the Mets did this. If somehow they play a game tonight, should Francisco Lindor play?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
In these conditions?
Because he wants to. Clearly he wants to.
Sometimes you got to protect the player, bro.
I know, but clearly he wants to.
Would you play him, Sean?
I would not.
Would you play him, Lugie?
I would, because I'm not sure what the conditions have to do with a bad back. When you have a bad back.
Turn the wrong way.
But any conditions are bad when you have a bad back.
Yeah. No, I disagree, because remember.
Have you seen you with a bad back?
Yeah, yeah, but it would be worse if I'm slipping around.
Can't get on ice skates.
No, but what about the footing in the batter's box? The thing is a muddy mess. He slips once, turns, the back is totally
They do cover it.
Yeah, but well, they're covering it, but it's a monsoon of rain.
If it's a monsoon, they're not playing.
Exactly.
They're going to try to play, and the conditions of this field are going to be terrible.
No way.
Going to play through a rainstorm.
There's no way they're going to play in a rainstorm.
There's no way.
Like, it's dangerous to play in a rainstorm baseball-wise.
And it's more dangerous for a guy with a back issue. I agree that they're probably not going to play. If they try to play through rain, even if it's not a rainstorm, but it's rainy conditions, the field conditions are bad. Like, we've all watched baseball before. Don't act like you don't know, Lugie, that second base area may be puddly. Like, it happens. And ask yourself, when did Lindor re-aggravate the injury? Footing issues at second base. So that's how it happens. So I think it would be too risky. Believe it or not, as important as these games are, to have him out there in these conditions. I would not play him tonight. I'd pinch hit for him late.
Yeah.
I would use him as a weapon. Yeah. Yeah, the right circumstance, absolutely. But I don't know if I'd play him. And I also want to know, are they going to make the Mets and us as fans wait all night before they rain this game out?
Probably.
What are you going to do, SNY? I don't think we got to do old Met games. You know what we should do? I'm willing to do this.
What's that?
Evan and Tiki remain live through the rain delay. We give you Tiki's like, are you kidding me?
My daughter's going to a concert today.
Oh, sorry about that.
Megan Trainor.
You want to do it, Sean? You want to stay live? On SNY? We'll do rain delay theater?
I can't hear you. I'm brushing my teeth.
poor Gary Cohen. He hates this. He really does.
What will they do?
So what SNY normally does is they do like... different. There's a show about each season and the greatest comebacks in a season.
Got it. Yeah.
And so that's always on. But then, like,
But the broadcasters are there.
No, so. Everybody's there. So here's what's going to happen. All right. SNY knows what I'm talking about because they do this. So 7 o'clock, Gary and Keith. Gary's going to give you the look of death. What are we doing here? Baseball's idiotic. Keith's going to say, can we go to a steakhouse? They're going to set up the broadcast, and then Gary will say, hey, we'll keep you posted. Then there's going to be a graphic that says Mets are in a rain delay, and we're going to watch the 10 greatest comebacks from 2011.
Nice.
Okay? Then after each episode ends, they're going to go, I'm an expert on this, they're going to go back to Gary Apple usually, and Gary's going to say, it's still raining in Atlanta. We don't have an update, but keep it right here on SNY. And then we're going to go back to the 10 greatest comebacks from 1997. And there were some good ones that year. My favorite, made my Mets Bible, was the Carl Everett game winner.
Okay.
Or the Grand Slam that tied it, and then Bernard Gilkey won the game. That's one of my favorites. And then they're going to go back to Gary Apple. Now it's 10 o'clock at night. And Gary's going to say, we don't know what's going on.
So you want to stay here on Evan and Tiki till 10 o'clock at night?
Yeah. Yeah, with a live like camera view of the field. So that we can keep everybody updated about what's going on and talk about how bad the rain is. And Tiki tells us great football stories from his playing days.
Great. So where exactly are we doing that? Because WFAN has a show that's going
to
be here.
We'll go to the SNY studios. They'd have us, right? We'll just cruise on over. We were there last week.
Lugie, that would exclude you because we don't need you.
Yeah, we don't need you.
Sounds good. Enjoy. Let me know how it goes.
Nobody wants to do this. You would want to do rain delay theater.
I don't know what the hell I'd talk about for 3 hours.
I'll bring up stuff.
Okay.
We'll talk about everything.
All right.
We'll talk about your days playing. Mm. We'll talk about Giants-Cowboys tomorrow night.
Tiki Barber here.
We'll analyze the rain follicles that are falling in Georgia.
We'll talk
about the hurricanes. Like, is it climate change? What's going on? You'll explain it to me because I really don't know. Yeah, fun show.
I just saw this post on interstellar science or something about how time is the same everywhere, meaning history has already happened.
You're blowing my mind, bro.
It was blowing my mind. I had to save it and so I can rewatch it because I'm lost.
You want to hear something crazy?
What's that?
Okay, hear me out on this about time. Let's say you are on a planet that is 10 million light years away.
Yes.
Okay? And you have this incredibly powerful telescope in which that telescope can look at planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They're looking at 10 million years ago. They're looking at the dinosaurs right now.
Yes.
Because it takes so much time for light to travel that telescope is showing them Earth from 10 million years ago because it's 10 million light years ago. And they're not seeing us. They're seeing dinosaurs.
Right.
Holy crap.
That's mind-blowing.
Is that mind-blowing?
Yeah. It's like the stars we see in the sky.
Yeah.
That's light from eons ago.
They've already blown up.
Of course.
Isn't that nuts?
It is.